Finish Moshe's Suffolk min ayoyim u min alayla. So we have Suffolk, how to understand Benish Moshe's. You know, we're going to define Benish Moshe as a period of time when it starts and when it ends. And we're wants to know, we'll get to what that is in a second, but the verse is that period of time, let's say for argument's sake, it starts by Shkia and extends for 18 minutes, let's say for argument's sake. So how do we look at that time? So Suffolk min ayom, we mean a laila. Suffolk kula min ayom, Suffolk kula min a laila. It's potentially understood that that whole time till the end of 18 minutes is all yom. It's also possible to be understood that the whole time is considered laila. It's also possible to be understood that part of the time is yom and part of the time is laila. And somewhere during that time, it transfers from being yom to being laila. So this. Different, we're not sure how to look at that status of time called Benish Moses. Therefore, we have to be machmer tilano selucharmer shnei yomim. We have to be machmer to give it a status potentially of two different days somewhere during that time. The more is going to discuss an example of how that plays out later on. Okay, vezel Benish Moses. When exactly is this period of time called Benish Moses? Mishatishka hachama, for the time the sun sets. We're just going to have to clarify this next phrase also. The verse says, Mishatishka hachama, for the time the sun sets. Calls mancha p'nei mizrach madimen, as long as the p'nei mizrach is still red, is something. And we're going to discuss what that means. Then, you have a situation where it's called Hichsif HaTachton below Hichsif HaAlyon. It starts getting dark in the lower part of the sky and not the upper part of the sky. It's Benish Moshes. That's called Benish Moshes. Hichsif HaAlyon VeHishal HaTachton Zeo Laila. If both of them are now dark, that's considered Laila. Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Mars is obviously going to try to figure out what's that first phrase. Something saying, what's Benish Moshes? When it's still red. Then Hissav Tachin, Hissav Elyon, that's Benish Moshes. So which one is it? Okay. Rim Nechem Yomer Kadesh Yehalach Adam Mishetish Kacha Machatzi Mil. Just, you know, he does it in a time frame. The amount of time it takes, or the time the sun sets, until a person could walk a half a mil, that's considered Benish Moshes. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Benish Moshes is Keheref Ayin. Benish Moshes is in one moment, like you blink of an eye. Zendikatz of Zayotze. We have to love and love. It's impossible to exactly catch the moment. That's how quickly it happens. The Mora is going to discuss exactly where Rabbi Yossi's Rega that he's talking about, where exactly does it place. Play out vis-a-vis your Yehuda's, and Rechem's definition of Benish Moshes. Okay. Say the Mor. So now the Mor says that's the Brisa. Amr Mar, Matilim Asal Lochem Rishne Yomim. So we give it this the Chumrah as if it's 2 different days. My Hechosa, what would be an example of an practical application of this halacha? It's Kiddush Nan. Okay, so now there's a halacha that if a Zov has a flow, so one flow of Ziva does not make a person into a Zov. One flow of Ziva makes a person into a, has the same tumor as a person as a Balkari, which means he's tummy for 1 day, and that's it. If he has two flows of Ziva, so then he's tummy for 7 days. And he needs Shiva Nikiyim, the whole process of Tara Bazov. He's not Chayiv a Korban. If he has three flows, then he's Chayiv. He has the same, he's tummy for 7 days. He's tummy for 7 days. He needs 7 clean days of Hantor. And he has to bring a Korban. there's a special chiddush by Zov. So the more mission in Zovim says it, what defines something as if one flow is two flows. So it talks about the possibility that the person has a very extended flow coming out that we count that as more than one flow. There's also another halacha over there, but even if it's a minimal flow, but if it takes place during. Okay, the next step. Zov can become a Zov by having two flows, even whether they take place on the same day or two different days. By three, it comes a Zov with the Chiv and the Korban. If he has all three flows in one day, he has one in one day and two in the next, or he has spread it over three different days. There can't be a gap in between. So if he sees on Yom Rishon, then on Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi, so he's a Zov. He sees two on Yom Rishon and one on Yom Sheni, or vice versa, so he's also a Zov. He sees on Yom Rishon and then on Yom Shlishi, he's not a Zov. Next halacha is, even if he has a flow, which you can only look at as one flow, but if it takes place during the period of two different days, it counts as two flows. It's two zivas. So if he starts a flow which starts at the end of Yom Rishon, and it continues into Yom Sheni, so that counts as two. So this one flow can make him into a Zov, as opposed to being just a Belkeri. If he has one flow on Yom Rishon, then he has a flow on Yom Sheni, right by Shkia. So that can count as one. But if it flows from Yom Sheni into Yom Shlishi, so it counts as two, and now he's a Zov in the Chiv Korban. So now Ben Hashemoshes is going to play an interesting role, because if the flow takes place during Ben Hashemoshes, and we're not sure whether Ben Hashemoshes is in Yom Lila, that might potentially count as two or not. And that's what the price is the application that Moore is going to bring in regards to the price. Okay, it's not. Smahil Zomer, we heard Huna Bred the Rishu, Linyan Tuma. It's the guy with the Tuma of Zov. Okay, it's not. Roshna Yamin Ben Hashemash, as the Mishnah says in Zov. The person saw 2 days of Ziva, Ben Hashemoshes, both during Ben Hashemoshes. Yom Rishon going at the Yom Sheni, and Yom Sheni going at the Yom Shlishi. So he saw two Ben Hashemoshes. So he's Safek Latuma Ula Korban. So he has a Safek if he has Tuma, and he says, at all. Because maybe what happened was the first flow was still on Yom Rishon, it was still Yom. And the second flow was on Yom Shlishi, so he's not even a Zov at all. On the other hand, maybe it was earlier, and he's not only is he Tomei, but he's Chayav Korban, Sefer Tumah LeKorban. Let's say, Ro Yom Echad Ben Hashemoshes. We only saw one day Ben Hashemoshes. It's not going to count as three, so he's not going to be Chayav Korban. But it's a Sefer Tumah. It's a potential. We're not sure if it was all took place during day one day, so therefore he's only a Belkeri, or to play the Ben Hashemoshes switched from day to night. Tonight, now it's a different day, so he's had a flow over a period of 2 days, and therefore he's a Zov with a Tuma of a Zov. So that's an application of how you're going to apply. So you have to be machmer both directions. He has Dinim Tuma. On the other hand, he's not. In the case of Suffolk LeKorban, he can't bring a regular Korban because on the side that he didn't have 3 days, he can't bring a Korban. It's Chuman Bazora. So what do you do? What does he do? So we'll see in Rashi. Rashi actually has long Rashi over here to explain this. Let's see Rashi. Min a yom min a laila. Klarmer sofik yesh ba mishnehem. We have to potentially look at it that there's some time during the Mishmashes where it switches from day to night. It's not all day or all night, which would be one potential sofik. In other words, we don't know if this is really part of the day's period. Or we don't know if this is part of the night period. We don't know if this is part of both. So, Bekulam in a Yom, so Bekulam in a Lila, Rei Gimel Sveikus. three different possible ways of looking at it. We have to give it the chumrah of two different days. So the Sabbath Kulam and Alayla is very simple. Right? So on Erev Shabbos, you have to be Machmer, maybe it's Shabbos. Shabbos started already. It's Siddur Alayla. And once it's Shabbos, you have to be Machmer, maybe Shabbos didn't end yet, and it's still Yom. That's easy. But what this Sufik, which you're adding now, maybe it's partially both. It's part of both. Like, what Nachamina? For Hilchot Shabbos, you're not going to change anything in regards to what your Machmer in both the ends. So what's not coming in, if it has the potential it has for both days? That's the more applies the halacha of tumah. Okay. Not demon. Shanira ad mumis chama b'oven. You still see the reddish color from the sun in the clouds. Hichsev is hishrim, it became dark. Hatachton is tachton shakibas harikia hasmuchal oritz. Tachton is the lower part of the expanse of the heavens near the ground. Elyon is Gaiba Shalkipa, is the higher up section. Enema Meheris Lahafsib, it doesn't darken as quickly. Kanporach my Kamer, the Kasha Seva L'Reisha. You tell me it's long, it's red, it's considered Benish Masha. Then you say if it's partially black, it's considered Benish Masha. So which one is it? So Rebbe Chaim says Chatzimil. Zeh Shir Aruch Ben Hashmoshes B'lachah Chatzimil Havi Laila. So whenever you start counting Ben Hashmoshes for after half a mil, then it's considered ready Laila. Rebbe Yossi says Zeh Nichnas Halaila Nichnas Hayom Yotze. Yitzias Zeh Im Knesses Zeh. This one leaves us and ends. This one comes in. Kesheheim is Parshin. That moment when the two of them switch is Ben Hashmoshes. We call them Makami Hochi Habiyam Malyan. Before that is a Siddur Yom. So if for argument's sake you reverse these Ben Hashmoshes, his Geharif Ayin takes place at the end of Reb Nechemah's, he proceeds to taking place at the end of Reb Nechemah's time. So Reb Nechemah told you there's a half a mil. So this is how long a mil is. For argument's sake, we'll use 18 minutes for a mil. So if you use 18 minutes for a mil, so he's saying half a mil is 9 minutes. So according to Mechemia, for that whole 9 minutes, we're not sure is it day, is it night, is it partially day, partially night, or is it no. At the end of 9 minutes, that's finished mushrooms. You can't mamish chop the moment even. So for him, the first 9 minutes is still day. It's about a year. So according to Beyoncé, according to that case, the sun has set, and you're driving on Shabbos still, and that's okay. It's not Shabbos yet. You're driving on Erev Shabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. It's still Yom. Okay. Well, he said there is a time over here where the two of them switch, so it's between the Zman of Yomim and the Zman of Laila. I mean, the Chal phrase Ben Hashmoshes is it's between the two Shemeshes. The Shemesh is by Yom. There's no Shemesh by Laila. So, however you understand it, what does it mean Ben Hashmoshes between the two sons? What? Yeah, we don't usually use the refer to the Lavona as a Shemesh. So the Bechalif on the phrase is a difficult. I'm not sure what the phrase means.
Maybe Ishkia and Zeis between those two suns where the sun's up and the sun's down.
Maybe. So, Mersa, my Hilkel said Yatilo Olav Savik. What's this potential that it has the suffix of both? One of it's possibly all of it's still daytime, so you can't do malacha on Motzei Shabbos. Havi Asham Tali. So if a person would bring a, if a person would do malacha benesh that during that time. So on Shabbos, a person does malacha, he's chayav a chatas. On Shabbos, he can't bring a chatas because he's not body that he did in aveira, but he had to bring an Asham Tali, which is to protect him from peronius for the suffic potential of doing an aveira. Savakulam in a libel. Then you lele Shabbos. That's the guy for the beginning of Shabbos. That you have to imagine with it, that's already considered Laila. The Lacher Mishneim, the Mahilos of what's not community, something that has both in it. The Chumra. Rosh Nei Benishmashas. Ziva, he saw a flow of Zov between two Benishmashas. The day was, Yom Rishon going into Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni going into Yom Shlishi. So, the Zom Tame V'yom V'riyas, Zokim Ektom Tame having three separate Riyas in one day, or three separate Riyas in 3 days, or 2 days. Bein Shirosh Taim V'yom Echad, Bein Shirosh Taim V'shnei Yom V'tzuf. Whether he saw two, Zom comes home with two flows, whether the two were in the same day, or 2 different days, V'tzuf in consecutive days. Bein Shirosh Achas V'shnei Yomim, or even he saw one but over a period of 2 days. Could go into a person would have a flow which would begin before the Benishmashas. Benishmashas, Chashat Lekishtei Riyas, it also counts as 2 Riyas and it flows through Benishmashas so, until the next day. So that's one long Riyah. That's one long Riyah which halacha counts as 2 separate Riyas. Mishum Yamim because of Yamim, the Finim and the Zachar, the Kebim and the Kebim, Yamim, Avzachar, Yamim. So the psukim say it discusses only like their flows, doesn't mention how days. The world learns out by a zalva, by a woman, the din of zalva requires days. So a woman has as many flows as she would have in one day, that doesn't make into a zalva, zalva. She's a Shemer Siyam Kenek Liyoyim. She has many flows in one day. She's a Shemer Siyam Kenek Liyoyim. She's Tomei with the woman has a flow in her regular time, so she becomes a Nida. She's Tomei for 7 days. Midrash, she's Tomei for 7 days. Whether she sees Dam, she doesn't see Dam, she's Tomei for 7 days. Any more Dam. And then at the end of the 7 days, she's finished. Whether she was clean or not clean, doesn't make a difference. She goes to the mikveh the night after the 7 days. That's midrash. After that period of time, she's went to the mikveh. So now, on day 8, she starts a period of time, which Aloha Mosa Mishrina is called a period of time where she can become essentially a zava. So from day, there's 11 days in that period of time. So from day 8 until day 18, she sees one time during those, any one of those 11 days, let's say for argument's sake, she sees in day 12, so she's called a Zava Katana. Zava Katana has a din of Tuma, she's Tame, she's also to her husband like a Nida. She has to wait, she has to be Shemeris the next day, which would be day 13, to see if she's going to have a flow. If she has no flow, she goes to the mikveh and she's Tahara. That's called a Zava Katana. She can even go to the mikveh on day 13 by day. But if she sees Dam later on in the day, it's Soyser, the Mafreya, the Tefillah that she did. If she has a flow that day, she's Shemer Siyam Kenek L'Diyarim the next day. She still is of a Katana. If on day 14 she has a flow, she's had three consecutive days, then she becomes a Zava Gedarlo. So we don't need 7 clean days to become Tahara. Until she has 7 clean days, she can't go to, she can't do anything. At the end of 7 days, if she has 7 clean days, she can go to the mikveh actually by day. But again, if she would see later on the day, that would be mafsid mafreya, all of her clean days. You should have to start over again. Our notion, we're machmer the chumra of 7 clean days, is because we're kosher. Maybe their flow was during the time of Zivis. On the other hand, we're machmer to give her din like a nida that she's called to make a lila not by day. But our scenario is where you're make by day, there's kashrus with that. But that's the. So we learn out from Nekeva to Zachar, it passes to Zachar and Nekeva, just like in Nekeva there's a Tumah of Yamim, so by Zachar also there's a Tumah of Yamim. So don't think that the Pasuk case which says Rias has to be all through the same day, it can be even three different days. So he saw over a period, during two Bene Shmoshes consecutively, Yom Yishin Gom Diyam Sheni, Yom Sheni Gom Diyam Shlishi. See, Savak Latum of the Korb. Savak Tome, we're not sure if he's Tome at all. Savak Tor, Savak Tome, Savak Tor, but we're not sure if he's Tome or Tor. Savak Chayv Korban Imatuma. Savak Eno Chayv Korban. We're not sure if he's Chayv, even if he's Chayv Korban. But, Abba Tome Shiva, or maybe, and that's Savak, he's Vali Tome Shiva, but he's Savak, he's Chayv Korban. The Zob Al Shnei Riyas, the Zav, which has two Riyas, or Shnei Yamim, or just has 2 days, Kulturus Tumos Ziva Olav, he's a Tumos Zav in Olav, he has all Tumos of Zav, but he's not Chayav Korban. The Shlishi, maybe also the day Korban, the third Riyah is what brings the Chayav Korban. Mizesha Rob, Shnei Ben Hashemoshes, he taught Satu Ben Hashemoshes, Savak Yem Echad, who? Maybe both of the flows that he saw were in the same day. In other words, in the day one, it was part of Lila, and day two, he saw during the time which already considered Yom. During the time which considered Yom, so he saw twice, both on our case, both in Yom Sheni. Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. He saw the part of Ben Shoshan which is considered Lila. That's Yom Sheni. And the next time he saw the part of Ben Shoshan was considered Yom. And therefore, he saw Yom Sheni, not Yom Shlishi. So we saw. So he has two in the same day, and he's Tomei. Mitomei b'shtei riyos. Oh, ishtei yamim resuvim hein. Maybe it's two consecutive days. Mitomei namim b'teres yamim. Then he's Tomei. Als yamim, he saw. Really, we look at the first one was Yom Rishon. And the second one was Yom Sheni, so he's Tomei 2 days in a row. Savak Beis Yom Sheni with Sufim Hain. It's also possible that he saw on Yom Rishon, and the second flow which he saw on Ben Shmosh between Sheni and Shlishi was really during the time of Shlishi. So he's on day one and day three. So he's Tor. The term in Tumashiva, he has no Tumashiva. El Kabal Kari Baum is only Kabal Kari. The Lav Shtei Rias Bia Mechorika. The Lav Shtei Yom with Sufim Ika. It's not on the same day, it's on two consecutive days. So Savak Tomei, Savak. So that's all because of this Chumra of saying we're not sure Ben Shmoshes which part of it, whether it's all Yom or all Lila, or it's partially Yom and partially Lila. There's another Savak. Savak Shein Gimel Yom or Mitzufa. Maybe it's three consecutive days. The Zav Gomer, who is the Zav Gomer of the Korban, Ketzad. Shem ben Shmosh is a Rishon Kula Min Yom. Maybe the first one he saw was Kula Min Yom. It was so he saw we count that as Yom Rishon. Ben Shmosh is saying Kula Min Alayla. So it's a possibility that in Yom the second one he saw was Yom Shlishi. My name is Yom Echad. His main time there's a hefsek of 2 days in between the Torah. Shneim Min Yom. Are both considered Yom. How was Yom Ritzufim? So then it's Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. 2 consecutive days. B'chein Yom Sheni and Laila, both are considered Laila. How about Nami Shnei Yom Ritzufim? So it's Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi. They're both nighttime already. Ritzufim, consecutive. Hashem Ha'im Harishon Min Laila. You might count, number one is from nighttime. And the second you count from the day. So it's 2 years in the same day. Lila is Yom Sheni, and then the next one is Yom, so it's Yom Sheni. But Tommy Shiva, Vakolelu, all these cases, Tommy 7 days. Vain count Korban, there's no Chiv Korban. Hashem Ashtay and Harias, Hoyum Exosim Binyam, and we saw some of Lila. The Rias are partially day and partially night. V'yeshkan shloshim ritzuvim, then you have three consecutive days. So the first one started on Yom Rishon, flowed into Yom Sheni. Okay, that's now Yom Rishon, Yom Aleph and Beis. And the second one was from Yom Shleni on the Yom Shlishi, so he has another Rishon Yom Beis, and he has a Rishon Yom Gimel. So now he has Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, three consecutive days. V'yeshkan shloshim ritzuvim, he has three consecutive days. V'chemim Rishon Mikzatzim B'Yom. Or you could say the Rishon was partially day, accessible laila partially night. There's shniya kula min halayla. So, first one is partially a yom rishon and partially yom sheni, and the second one is yom shlishi. It's also a possibility. A rishon kula min a yom. Or you could do it. The first one is all yom rishon. Meshniya mikzasib yom and mikzasib laila. And the second one is partially sheni and partially shlishi. It's also three consecutive days. Halugim yom tzivim is three consecutive days. Turn korban itchayv a korban. Hilkoch. Sufik, after korban, he says sufik. Well, he's chayav korban now. So what does he do? He can't bring chulam bazara. There's only one korban you can bring. If you're sufik, you're chayav korban. Hashem told the Torah that you bring in the case of sufik. That's for a person that's a chiyav chatas. He doesn't chiyav chatas. He has a din tuma. The loch is. Maybe chatas oif brought me ala safik. Chatas oif can be brought ala safik. Bevein necheles can't be eaten. The shem alav bar carbonu. It's not chayav carbon. Malika's chulin is available. The way you process the chatas is through malika. See, if it's a carbon, malika makes it mutar eat for the kayan. If it's not a carbon, it's an available. So the kayan can't eat it. He has to take. They burn it in base of sreif. That's what it means. The chumra of two different days in it. B'tamei Zion. Shemakula Oymen Yomim and Oymen Laila and Kenelachas. So if it's only Yom or only Laila, it's only one Riyah. If it's partially day and night, so there you have it's the chumra of two different days. So he has one Riyah, which starts from day on the Benish Moshes and finishes off at the Benish Moshes. Where, since that time might be day and night, so he has two different rias and he's tamei, misafik. Okay, that's the tuma part of this. Let's go back to the Ben Hashmoshes part of it. Okay, furthermore, kasha ha gufa kasha. The price itself is difficult to understand. Amarta is a Ben Hashmoshes. You said what's considered Ben Hashmoshes, and you answered mishatishka achama. The answer is as long as it's still the Pnei Mizrach is read, means the whole Pnei Mizrach. From that I should derive. So the next part of the stage is when the bottom starts getting dark and not the top. From the way you answer the question, I should assume that's considered Laila. Because yes, what's considered Ben Hashmoshes? The answer is as long as it's still red out there, which means it starts getting dark. Black, not who? Then you said hichsav atachdim, hichsav ayun is ben hashmoshes. So which one is it? The moras machlokes to tin rabba and rabbi yosef. Amar rabba, amar rabbi yehuda, amar shmuel. Kroich v'tani. You have to combine the two. And this is how you read it. Ezer ben hashmoshes. What's called ben hashmoshes? Mishatishka chama kol zman shaprei mizuch madimen. When the sun sets and it's still red, that's a ben hashmoshes. And hichsav atachdim hichsav ayun. There's not a ben hashmoshes. And even when the bottom starts getting dark, it's also ben hashmoshes. Hichsav ayun hichsav atachdim laila. That's considered laila. That is rabba. Rabbi Yosef amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef has the version, and that's not what Shmuel said. Not Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, but hachik tani. Mishatishka chama kolzon sherefenei mizuch madimen is yoyim. So even though the sun is set, as long as it's still totally red in the sky, it's still Yom Yisrael. Hesav atatzel and Hesav elyon is Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes starts when it starts getting dark in the bottom. And then Hesav elyon v'Hesav atatzel is Laila. Okay? So Rabbah has a much longer period of time in Ben Hashmoshes. As soon as the sun sets, even though it's totally light in that direction, he's called it Ben Hashmoshes already. And that continues as it's getting darker on the bottom, it's still Ben Hashmoshes. If it gets totally dark, that's Laila. According to Rabbi Yosef, he has a much shorter period of Benesh Moshe, and he's saying even though the sun is actually set, it's still Yom, as long as it's still red in the Pnei Mizr. The Mor says, well, also the time I, this machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, they're going according to their opinion, they're going with the same sheet that they said somewhere else. The Itmar Shir Ben Ishmashas is Bekama. How long is the time of Ben Ishmashas? Omer Rabba Omer Rehudom Rishmol. So again, it's Rabba, the name of Rehudom Rishmol. Says, Shloshe Chelke Mil. It's three portions of a mil. Now, the more is to say, what exactly does that mean, three portions of a mil? It's not very clear. Three, what portion? Three of what portion? So, my Gimel Chelke Mil. What do you mean, three portions of a mil? Ilema Tlosa Palge Mil. So, it means a mil divided in half. And you have three halves of a mil. So name a mil v'chemech. So that'd be much clearer to say a mil and a half. Ella, you mean tlosa tilse mil mila? So 3/3 of a mil. So just say name a mil. Ella means tlosa rivoy mila. So it means 3/4 of a mil. So if for argument's sake, a mil is 18 minutes, so you divide it into portions of 4.5 minutes, and 3 times 4.5, which is 13.5. Is 3/4 of a mil. More is going to assume that it means the small. We would assume he means the smallest, you know, potential one. We would like to believe he's trying to, you know, make sense to us.
I mean, it's a funny thing saying, well, you know, he could have said something similar, simpler. So why not just say, you know, why say?
I'm saying that's what he meant. The more says, well, clearly that's what he meant. Now that's Rab, but Rabbi Yosef Amar Yehuda Mishmol Shnei Chelke Mil, two Chelke Mil, my Shnei Chelke Mil, Yilei Meshay Palge Mil, Mil, El Trei Revoy Mil, Lei Mechatsi Mil, Ella means Trei Tilse Mil. It means 2/3 of a mil. So. And that scenario which we said before, you take 18, you divide it into 3 parts of 6, and then you have 12, and it's 12. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's 12 minutes. And according to Rabbah, it's 13.5 minutes. So that's the Shitasa again, that they have a longer period of time. Rabbah has a longer period of time called Ben Hashmashes. But what we're getting the peak from the time of what more before said is not, they don't necessarily end earlier, they just start later. Because Rabbi Yosef's point is that when the sun sets, it's still Yom. His Ben Hashmash is a shorter period of time, but it doesn't mean it ends earlier. Versus my Benayu, Ikim Benayu, Palga Ladanka. So, what's the difference? So, if you divide it, you're looking at, you know, whole periods of time, so it'll be one, the difference is 1/12. Alright, so if you take 2/3 and 3/4 and you try and find a common denominator. So 2/3 is 8/12, and 3/4 is 9/12. So that's the difference of the time between the two of them. Okay, we'll hold it here.